It went very, very well for us. It was probably as far as the number of kids that we had and the age of the kids that we had, I feel that it could have been one of our best meets ever, considering our team is made up of a lot of freshmen and sophomores.
And how about highlights?
Well, there are a lot of them. And probably the first one I can think of right off the bat was Aiden Lure in the 100-meter dash. Had a PR of 11.68 and was, after prelims, he ran like an 11.82. And he was seated second and just came out of the blocks and just he looked so good. Yeah, I was just super, super pleased with that boy.
Who else?
Maybe the most outstanding highlight was our girls triple jump team. We have three girls in the event. All three girls qualified for state. Allie Davis was way out in front. She's seated first at state right now, just a freshman girl. Only her second time jumping. She's quite a phenom. And then Kiana Cavisto, she also set a PR, and she seated very high at state. And then Jillian Whitstock, who was she ended up in fourth place with a PR of over 30 feet. And all three of those girls were better than the 4A first place at the regional meet. Wow. So that was very exciting. And on the boys' side, we had some great throws. Both Corin and Josh ended up qualifying for state. Isaac Taylor had one of his best meets ever. He had 3 seconds and a third, and he was the largest point getter in 3A for the entire meet. Mm-hmm. So that was great for him. Our boys' teams, they did really well. Qualifying for the state was Aiden, Isaac, Julian, and Josh. So that was great. And then qualifying for our girls, Maya Cowan, as far as the girls were concerned, she was the most outstanding athlete, I believe, at the meet. It was not presented to her, and after much discussion, we still think that she should have got the athlete of the meet. She ended up with 3 first places and a first place in a relay, 3 individuals and then a first place in a relay. She scored 32.5 points, which is phenomenal. Erin Funt, she qualified in all 4 of her events. Shyla Cook, she qualified in 2 events. Kendra Coonrad qualified in 4 events. Maria Funt qualified in 3 events. Allie Davis qualified in 4 events. Annie Christensen qualified in 4 events. Kiana Cavisto qualified in 3 events. Ruby Masson qualified in 3 events. Jillian Whitstock qualified in 3 events. And Shayla Madol qualified in 2 events. So we had 21 kids qualify for the state meet out of 29 kids, I believe, that we ended up taking. And we were filling 65 spots for kids with all of those events. So overall, it was an amazing, amazing meet for us with such a young team.